Now to that warning that the schedule increase in our compulsory superannuation payments might actually make us worse off when we retire. The Grattan Institute says the legislated increase in the super guarantee from 9.5% to 12% could slice around $30,000 from average retirement nest eggs. But these claims are being disputed by other superannuation number crunchers as the government considers a review of the $2.8 trillion sector. Here's the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
How much superannuation is too much? Yes, it's an eye-glazing topic, but with the compulsory super component set to rise to 12% in 2024, it's time to pay attention. That's a warning from Brendan Coates, Director of Household Finances at the Grattan Institute, who says 12% means an additional $20 billion in contributions and a potential super shock for workers.
More superannuation actually makes workers worse off over their lives because they might get a higher super balance at retirement. They're paying for that via lower wages, but then they're not actually getting a higher retirement income because the pension is indexed to wages, so the pension will be lower. And secondly, because the pension is means tested, they might get some extra superannuation income, but they'll lose a lot of pension income to the extent that middle-income Australians will be worse off to the tune of $30,000 over their lifetime.
But isn't one of the ideas of superannuation that people take personal responsibility so they don't need to access the age pension?
That's true, but we don't want people to be giving up their wages in order to be worse off over their life. So making people worse off to make them poorer is not the purpose of the system. The system is about making sure people have a retirement income that means they're not in poverty and they have a living standard that's roughly the same as what they had beforehand.
Your message isn't for people who are about to retire, but younger people in the workforce who should want to know what they'll ultimately be retiring on.
We know that financial stress is actually higher amongst working age Australians than it is amongst retirees. And so younger Australians should look at compulsory super and say, well, look, 9.5% is going to give me what I need in retirement. It's done its job. Going further will actually make me poorer. And so 9.5% is doing its job. And so there's no need to go further when it's going to cost workers wages. It's going to cost government extra tax breaks to the tune of $2 to $2.5 billion a year, and it's not going to save the budget in the long run in terms of lower pension spending.
The legislated increase to 12% comes as the $2.8 trillion super industry undergoes intense scrutiny. Last year, the Productivity Commission said super was an unlucky lottery for some.
Even with my friends, sometimes if I start rambling about superannuation, they might walk away.
Nathan Benarius is a number cruncher at the actuarial firm Rice Warner. He says the Grattan research opposing the lift to 12% is flawed and that the idea of super is to actually keep people off the aged pension.
Now, to do that, what we've said is you probably need something in the range of 10 to 15%.
So is 12% reasonable?
Yeah, definitely. 12% is a level where you would see a median income earner actually not have to rely on the aged pension for the majority of their income.
At Rice Warner, you argue that generating a retirement income should offer more dignity than relying on the aged pension. But for many Australians, the aged pension is a very important part of their retirement.
Oh, of course. And we don't dispute that the aged pension will always continue to be an important part of retirement income.
But the Grattan Institute's saying that at 9.5%, that's more than enough for most people to have a good retirement with dignity.
One of the things to keep in mind is that your results are really sensitive to assumptions. For example, when they haven't modelled the differences between males and females. And we know that women have much lower superannuation savings than men and are going to be much worse off than they present. And there's a lot of idealised assumptions. For example, one simple one is that Grattan have assumed that people will retire at age 67. But we know that most people actually retire something closer to age 63. So what money are they going to rely on?
And is your message that you need to be very, very careful when you're trying to forecast a retirement nest egg that could be 30, 40 years away?
I don't think anyone believes that the age pension as it currently exists today will be exactly what people will be getting in 40, 50 years' time.
The Grattan Institute argues that higher super contributions will cost future budgets more than $2 billion a year as high income earners cash in on tax concessions. Rice Warner rejects that argument as well and says Grattan has twisted its research.
That's the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.